SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's a daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Monday, the 29th of November 2021. Later we'll hear from the CEO of Flight Centre, Graham Turner, about how travel agents are dealing with the fallout of this new COVID variant, Omicron. But first to the Australian share market, and the S&P ASX 200 did pare back some of its losses from earlier in the session. Remember, on Friday, it slumped 1.7%. At the open today, it fell 1.1%, but clawed back some of those losses to be down 0.5%, 7,239 by the close. Travel stocks, though, fell again today following a sell-off on Friday, but we saw some of the miners do well. Earlier, I spoke with Perpetual's Matt Sherwood.
Well, at the moment, the market's very volatile, and the reason for that is that markets have been priced for perfection for a while. So we have very rich valuations. Markets have held close to record levels despite US Fed guidings of the need for higher interest rates, despite the fact that next year we're going to have a big earnings decline. And all those sorts of headwinds have really not worried investors too much. Then all of a sudden, one of the risks that the markets had kind of pushed into last year, namely COVID-19, reared its head again. It does look like this new variant is one of concern. And that's just added to the level of uncertainty to a market which was already on uncertainty overload, given the policy and the earnings backdrop.
But does that kind of suggest that the market was waiting potentially for an excuse to be sold off a bit?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, when markets are priced for perfection, they normally need a catalyst to come off very high levels. And this certainly was one which threw up a lot of uncertainty in terms of the earnings backdrop, the policy backdrop. Is it good or bad for inflation? Is it good or bad for growth? You know, and all of those things, markets don't like, when all those things occur at the one time, markets don't like elevated uncertainty. And certainly it was a trigger for some people to take some profits out of what has been a really good year for investments. So before this, the US market was up 25% year to date, and Europe was up 21%. So it had been a fantastic year with a bit more uncertainty. People wanted to take some chips off the table and lock profits in. Not a bad strategy.
What do you think it means for the inflation debate? Because, you know, if we do have this uncertainty, is the Reserve Bank then locally anyway, right? Right to have a bit of more ammunition in the pocket and say, hey, maybe we are right by not lifting interest rates until 2024.
Well, you know, it's difficult to say what it's going to mean for inflation because at the moment it's very early days. And it does look like this virus is more transmissible, but whether that leads to more lockdowns is something that we're going to find out probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And that's going to be a problem, of course, because a lot of central banks are having major meetings in December around that time. So the RBA will meet in the first week of December, but the US Federal Reserve, the Bank of England and the European central banks will all be meeting around mid-month. And we may not have the answers before that. And as a result, it's very hard to know what this means for the inflation and the policy backdrop. Because it could be a positive for inflation because energy prices have come off. But if we've got economic closures and more supply chain constraints, that could even amplify inflation up even further, which would obviously be a massive worry to central banks. So, you know, we will get the answer to that, sometime in December, I suspect.
So in terms of trading strategies, right, even when it comes to the way you're doing it, does it mean just wait and see?
It does. We haven't needed to do anything. You know, we were quite defensively positioned anyway for next year, given the liquidity and the earnings backdrop's going to be far more challenging for markets. And we think returns are going to be low. Volatility is going to be high. So when we got Friday night, we actually didn't need to do anything except observe. You know, it's going to be a tough time for investors next year. You know, the earnings backdrop's going to come off from about 40% earnings growth this year to about 8 or 7. You know, so that's a pretty big slowdown. And the big thing is central banks are pulling their stimulus support, and that's put a floor under very rich asset valuations. So, you know, I tend to think that we need to be defensively positioned and see what opportunities open up through the year.
Matt Sherwood there from Perpetual. Now, of course, one of the sectors being hit the hardest is the travel sector. And earlier, Raina Sarampait spoke with the CEO of Flight Centre, Graham Turner, to find out what he's hearing from his travel agents.
The main thing at the moment is that people really don't know until we get announcements from government. So generally, people aren't cancelling. There's been a drop off in new bookings, but I think people are just waiting to see what the government does or doesn't do over this. This is in Australia, and that's the federal and the state governments. There are some aspects that the news mightn't be too bad, but if it is a milder disease and it spreads more quickly and the vaccines still work. So there's a few things to happen, and I think the average government doesn't really know the answer yet either. But I have been talking to our MD in South Africa over the weekend and last night, and that's the general indication, is they're not so certain about how well the vaccines work, but it's generally indicated that it seems to be a milder disease. And it seems to be quite contagious. So that's the impression we get, but we need to wait to see what government's reaction is to it.
We're hearing, sort of chatting to people today, anecdotally that some people who are overseas now, including Australians who might have wanted to return for Christmas, are trying to come back early before anything such as compulsory hotel quarantine, which is on the front page of the paper today, might come back. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, look, it's inevitable that people are concerned because governments have switched and changed at random. I think a lot of people who are looking to get back by Christmas are just scared to wait and see what might happen. But I think they'll be all right, but obviously I don't know. I think this will be seen as probably in the medium term a good thing, because it may well be this, and I heard Nick Coatsworth say this morning that if it is more contagious and it is a much milder manifestation of COVID, well, it's probably a good thing because it'll take over from the Delta variant, and the borders obviously will probably stay open, and the lockdowns won't happen because of this mildness of the disease. So, but I think if you're overseas, you can understand people would like to get back before rules might change, because you know, we have seen that in the past.
Are you saying that the government should not be quick to close the international borders, say, to the international students due from Wednesday?
Yeah, look, I don't think they should be. You know, they shouldn't be closing borders rapidly before they can see what the impact of this variant is going to be. And it is hard because a certain percentage of Australians expect them to take some sort of action. And I think you'll see with New South Wales and Victoria having 3 days of home quarantine, it means they've taken some action. I don't think they'll go any further than that, but I obviously don't know. And I think students coming in, if they have to quarantine at home for 3 days or in a residence, I think that's acceptable. And I don't think it'll be a major disincentive for them. But I think it's important that we return life to normal. We accept that this virus is around, variants are going to keep coming, and hopefully they're going to be mild and we can live with it quite easily. So, you know, I think it's generally, if we'll see over the next few days, but I think generally I'm not too pessimistic. I'm reasonably optimistic that this will have a minimal impact on the state's plans over the next few months.
Flight Centre's Graham Turner speaking with Raina Sarampai.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.